Hello and welcome to Zach Attack. We're never going to be better than this. This is episode 18, High School Musical 2 from 2007. I'm Joey Lewandowski.
I'm Joe too.
And with us today, very special guest. You've heard about her a whole lot of times.
We're going to bleep stuff out to not let her hear it.
Yes. And Rachel is here, Joe 2's wife.
It's me.
She was supposed to be here for High School Musical 1, but she got too drunk.
Guess what? I was upstairs puking, and now I am here, and it's amazing.
It is amazing, because this movie is legitimately amazing.
Yes. I told you.
You were right. It's great.
I told you.
Yeah.
The first one was fine.
So the first one, compared to other Disney Channel original movies, was good. This, compared to that movie, this is great. So compared
Incredible.
Yeah, it's like a thousand times better. This one's just amazing.
I was
really excited.
I told you.
Like, it's good in a way that, like, you can watch this as a bad movie and, like, enjoy it. But you can also, like, I went from, like, sort of, not hate watching it, but, like, watching it to make fun of it to, oh, I'm actually really enjoying this.
But the thing is, I knew that you were going to do that. I knew that you guys both were going to go into it as in, like, wow, this movie's going to suck, and we're going to have to, like, struggle through it. But I was like, you know what? Let them think that for the first 10 minutes, and then it's going to fucking blow their minds.
It's so good. And I have so many notes.
Same. I have a ton of notes.
I stopped taking notes when I got sucked in, because I hadn't seen it for, I don't know, like 7 years?
What was our longest episode to date?
Time-wise?
Yeah.
Like an hour and 5 or 6.
I think we're going to be, this might be longer.
This might be the longest one, because guess what? You have a bonus.
We have a bonus person.
A bonus person.
And this is a bonus episode. This is the second one in April, so.
Yes, it is. Bonus episode. I love bonus episodes.
So this movie starts off with clock jokes. They are counting down the minutes.
Summer. Oh yeah, they start.
And there's
chanting
the clock
summer
behind the teacher.
Yeah.
And it gets bigger and it gets bigger and it gets bigger and it gets bigger. And then we are right into the first song. What's the first song called? Do you know all the names of the songs?
What
time is it is the name of the song. There are a few things to look out for in this movie. The first movie, we talked about how Ryan of the Incest Twins, the infamous Incest
Twins,
was wearing 9 hats. In this movie...
Did you get a final count? I saw you count.
So I have a final count. I have 15. That includes 2 in the deleted scene, because we watched the extended Blu-ray
cut. Did. We extended the extended edition.
IMDb says he wears 13.
But he did the bonus hat switch. Maybe they didn't count that.
I don't think so. Okay. It also says Kelsey, who is the piano player, she wears 13 as well. So there's the hats to look out for. There's also, what's the guy who always wears the t-shirts? What's his character's name?
His best friend.
Zeke?
No.
Maybe?
Corbin Blue?
No, not Corbin Blue.
Chad.
It might
Chad.
Be.
Chad.
Chad. Chad is like frizzy fucking hair dude.
Yes.
Yeah, that's it.
He wears Chad. He wears different t-shirts that were apparently voted on by fans.
Oh, yeah, that's Corbin Blue. Yes.
Oh, that's Corbin Blue?
Yes.
Okay.
That is Corbin Blue.
Wait, so who plays Ryan? What actor is that?
Lucas Grabeel.
Yes, okay.
Okay.
Rachel, cool. Rachel knows her shit.
Don't ask me why I just pulled that out of my ass.
Because you love this movie.
I literally stayed up to watch it when it premiered.
Because you were a sophomore in high school, right?
Yes, I was.
That's awesome.
And I was so stoked. I was so stoked.
I wasn't even at a point, like, we didn't talk about this, I don't think, on the first episode, but I wasn't even at a point in my life where this was, like, I didn't know this was happening, I don't think.
No, dude, I was so disconnected from it. I totally agree. Like, I was a senior.
I was in college, yeah. This was not a...
Yeah, I was either a senior or in college when this came out. For me, I missed it. Like, yeah. I just didn't even know this was a thing. I might have remembered, like, t-shirts at, like, the mall or something, but, like... I don't actually remember.
Do you remember a t-shirt that says, I majored in vacation?
No.
That wasn't this one. That wasn't in the first one.
That's true.
Okay.
I missed the first one.
Yes.
To my own fault.
Mm-hmm.
It was totally my own fault.
You gotta get your head in your game.
Get you.
Yes, I know. I ruined it, okay? I didn't eat lunch. Things were hard.
Things were bad. That's fine.
Things were hard. The first one was really good.
The first movie?
A lot. Yeah.
Okay.
High School Musical 1. I specifically remember staying up to watch it with my best friend, Carly.
Okay.
We stayed up to watch it at her house. We literally did not go to sleep on purpose to watch this movie.
Sure.
And it was worth it. It was totally worth it because he was so cute and like.
So now what's really interesting though is that you watched the first two, but you still haven't seen the third one.
I have not seen
the How'd that happen?
I don't really know.
Oh, we're watching it.
We're going to watch it.
I don't know,
we're
but hey, it's going to be amazing when we watch it because
oh, yeah.
I will still provide the
High School Musical expertise, yes.
Bonus like, commentary.
The fresh commentary of the person who has seen both of the like,
well, now you have three
ones.
People that have seen both, so.
Yeah, but it's not the same because I stayed up and I watched the first one
we
and I waited
true.
For it,
That's
okay?
true.
It's not my fault so, that I missed it.
In
this, it is, but it's also not my fault.
In this movie, Zef has the bluest eyes that I've ever seen in my life.
I would have to agree. Yeah, Charlie St. Cloud, his eyes were blue.
His eyes were
but
blue, but
purposely bluing
they're
these
purposely
ones.
Bluing here. And also, what I was happy about was that Vanessa Hudgens still looks young compared to Spring Breakers, because it's 6 years before.
I have notes on that. She's what,
like 19 or something here?
Yeah, she looks a little older.
But she looks actually older, which is
yeah.
It was just she was like unsettling, like baby face.
She looked
no,
creepy.
No, the problem
young,
was her horrible haircut. Literally.
Oh, in the first
in,
one?
No, the second one.
Oh, in this one.
Notes. Vanessa, bad haircut.
No, I think she looked way better.
Oh my god,
one.
It was horrible.
Nah,
when
I
they
think
were singing, when they were singing, what time is it?
Mm-hmm.
And she had like the like weird mullet bangs, and also the, like the curly rest of the hair.
I didn't notice it at
all. I was not a fan. I just wasn't a fan.
And the answer to that question is, it is summertime.
It is
what time
summertime.
Is it? Summertime.
Summertime.
So in that song, we have a I don't know if it's a callback to the first movie. But we have basketball choreography again, and it's great again.
Yeah, I love
we have Zef and his whole team dribbling and not even fully
it wasn't,
dribbling.
It wasn't
they're also just like twirling the basketball around
thing,
their body.
The, like,
yeah, they're doing a lot of globe.
They did. They yeah. did like in like a noon 11, 10, 9 time.
Yeah.
Swirl dance.
Yeah.
If the Globetrotters were gay,
they
it
would look a
this.
Lot
like
with this.
If there was a Globetrotters the musical,
a Cirque du Soleil Globetrotters.
Oh dear!
It would be
the Blue Mangrove Globetrotter.
I don't think I want to see that.
I really want to see that.
The Blue then, Man Group do Globetrotters.
Yes.
I really want to see it,
you
too.
You and Joe, too, can go see it together, because I'll stay at home
I'm
going to
kickstart
myself.
It. I'm going to start a Kickstarter.
So that there. Song ends with Zef on the ground, sliding toward the camera like a seal.
Beached whale.
And what I read was Zac Efron came up with the idea of him sliding at the end of What Time Is It. No explanation why, but that was Zef's idea. That's a trivia.
That's a trivia? Wow. We're getting into the trivia quick.
We've got
I like
really...
it.
Wait. I'm trying to put myself in the same time as the notes. We're in What Time Is It, right?
We are.
We can't jump around.
I remembered seeing them shooting this on Disney Channel Live, and they were showing like the backstage like
oh, shit,
things
really?
Of them. Yes.
That's cool.
I'm sorry. I just remembered. Like I was looking at my notes and
so
I
they did
saw
like
that
a making
also.
Of the video.
Yes. They
high
did
musical
they did
style.
The making of like the music video.
That's cool.
And they remember when they did the whole like woo
yep.
like that thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that move will translate well over audio.
This is an audio.
Can you do
audio.
That again? Can you do the move again?
It's sort
so
of like
can...
a slur.
They did a woo.
Okay, yeah, I see it.
But they all did like the kind of like ripple thing.
Yeah.
But I remember watching that on Disney Channel Live, going, "Oh, remember when they did this in High School Musical?" And you're like, "Yeah, I remember." And they're like, "This is how they did it." And then they all went like this. Woo!
Now, did you know that they were shooting this at East High, but students were actually still in class while they were shooting this?
Oh, no, that's amazing.
I did not know that that was a thing.
And they said that there are certain parts of the school you can't go to. So, like, while they're doing this, they blocked off parts of the school for them to use, because it's an actual high school, but class was still in session while they're filming this.
So you could be, like, in class,
and Zef's
like
just
a
outside
teen
dancing.
Girl,
and
you just, like, are,
and
like...
And there's, like, a really intense high school romance film going on outside.
Yeah.
Right,
super
outside
famous
of your
one
class.
At this point. Like, everybody knew what the first one was.
Like, yo, I would be looking outside the window, like, why doesn't he look at me like that?
So the first
like,
movie...
I would be sad.
The first movie was watched by more people than had watched any other Disney Channel original movie.
Okay.
This one had 17.6 million viewers on its premiere night, including two, Rachel
me.
And Carly.
It was me!
Yeah.
Making it not only the highest Disney Channel original movie in history, but the highest in cable history, even higher than NFL Monday Night Football, which...
I think this is debatable.
This is old trivia, so okay. this is before The Walking Dead, which I think averages about that, so I'm pretty sure The Walking Dead has outdone
Game
that.
Game of Thrones, I'm sure, gets a bunch.
Well, that's... Really? I don't think that's...
Okay.
Not like Maybe this, not. But it's also... That's different. That's premium... Yeah.
Premium cable.
This is also IMDb trivia, so who knows where this fax came from.
Yeah, this is some 14-year-old girl making up shit in her bedroom about how awesome Zeph is.
His eyes were so blue.
Bluest blue ever.
Zeph slides to end the song. He goes to Vanessa Hudgens' locker.
Yes.
And they're dating at this point, but we haven't seen them. By the way, that they kiss in the first movie?
Yes, they do.
When?
At the very end.
I don't remember. Okay, maybe.
After,
we were kind of drunk.
Excuse me. At this point, I was already throwing up. Yeah. But hey, I had seen this movie about 17 times previous.
I believe it.
They kiss.
Okay,
they
cool.
They definitely kiss at the end because, like, you're not going to blue ball a whole
But they
group.
Blue ball you. They blue ball you so hard
in the whole movie. Wait. They don't blue ball you in the first movie. They give it to you in the first movie.
Okay, fair.
At this one, they're like, we know that you've already seen them kiss, so now we're going to make you wait to see them kiss again. And you're all like, what the fuck?
And we're at a point in this movie where they're dating. They have not kissed in this movie yet, and they don't for a long, long time. But, like, everybody's in flux. Nobody knows what they're doing for the summer. Apparently, everybody wants jobs, and no one can find jobs.
Nobody can find a
job. Because the college
job.
Kids are taking the jobs, obviously.
Yeah, the Mexicans are stealing all their work.
Yes. Gotta build a wall. Zeph says no matter what happens, this might be Vanessa, just one of them, no matter what happens, as long as we're together, it's cool, right? And Zeph says, here's my promise. And when he says that, I don't know why, she knows to turn around and turn away from him, because he then takes out his necklace, T.
I really thought that he was going to rub his dick
blocking.
On her back. I thought that he was
going to
rub
his dick on
her back.
I know it's called blocking, but, like, how do you know as a girl, if you're pretending this is like a movie, like a real life, he's like, here's my promise. Like, as I'm talking to you, you just turn your back to me?
Yeah.
Let's say that
I'm
going
to do that to Rachel more often.
here's my promise,
and then just
let's say that Joe and I are in our bathroom, and I'm looking at myself in the mirror, and I'm like, what are you going to do for the summer? And he's like, I don't know. I mean, I have this job, but, like, also, what am I going to do?
Oh, no, we've never had role-play on Zagadag before.
And we've never done Zagadag role-playing.
I just don't know. And he's like, well... I have this thing.
Going somewhere.
That clicks in my brain. I'm like, oh, he has this thing. I'm going to turn around because the thing is probably a necklace. He's probably going to put it on me.
Okay. And he
so
puts it
I'm
on
gonna
her.
So I'm going to turn around and he's going to put
says,
it on me.
And she says, T? As in Troy?
Yeah, no, like it's T for Terminator or something. Like, she's so
T,
confused.
As in termite.
And they are talking about what they're going to do that summer, and he says a few things. Then he says, I'm definitely teaching you a twisted flip on my skateboard.
Twisted flip.
Twisted flip.
Not a kick flip, twisted flip.
And...
he obviously didn't play a lot of Tony Hawk.
He didn't.
It should have been T
it's
for
not,
Tony
it's
Hawk.
It's not a kick flip, it's not a heel flip, it's just a twisted flip. We then see Sharpay and Ryan, the incest twins, and they're like, it's summer, everything changes. Which, this is her...
Yeah.
Sharpay in this movie is so thirsty for Zeph. The whole movie is her trying to get with Zeph.
Yeah.
When he's off the market. But
she
then.
She doesn't give a shit.
And she makes those, like, weird.
You don't think she has a crush on him?
No, she just doesn't give a shit that
oh,
he's
Oh, yeah, that
he's
taken.
Taken.
Yeah.
She like, she will win him.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
In her brain,
with her shitty,
she will win.
Shitty personality.
Him.
She's going
to
win.
I did not catch this, but when they go to Zeph's house, and I forgot that Zeph's dad is the basketball coach.
Yeah. When everybody's there and they leave the refrigerator door open for 35 minutes.
But he gets a call from this guy at this country club.
And we skipped my note that said Cock Block Central, but I don't remember what was happening.
That must be... Oh, no, that was Sharpay, because
was?
They were about
okay.
to kiss.
They were
and
about
she,
to kiss, and she was like...
And she jumps in.
Troy!
Or maybe it was either of them. Everybody in this movie Cock Block, so it's
anyway,
either them or it's Kelsey or somebody.
Literally in caps, Cock Block Central.
It was when the penis girl broke in between them. That's
and
what
then the next one is, why does Sharpay get to paint her locker and no one else does? Especially because it's the summer.
She's obviously the richest.
You have to clean your locker out for the next year.
Nobody cleaned their lockers
out.
That
was really
care.
Confusing for me.
There's a piece of trivia that I'm looking for. When they go to Zeph's house, the ringtone that he has, yes, When Troy's cell phone rings, the tone is, get your head in the game.
No way! Nice little Easter egg right there. That was a good
one. It's like, you remember the first one. You remember the basketball song, wink, wink.
And then let's leave the fucking refrigerator. The refrigerator door was open for so long in that scene. That's a very irritating thing to me. I personally get really pissed off about the refrigerator door being left open.
Yep.
And they left it open for way too long.
That was my note.
Okay. It was, because in the... So before we get to the kitchen, we're in the hallway, and they don't close her locker, and finally Kelsey closes the locker.
Yeah,
but the locker's open forever, too.
Yeah.
And then the next scene is the refrigerator, and the refrigerator's just open the same way.
It was open for, like, approximately 7 minutes.
The entire scene.
Which is, like, a lot of time for your fridge to be open.
Yeah.
Like, your chicken is thawing. Like,
gross.
You have entered unsafe food land.
Yep.
But they're also in the biggest kitchen in the world.
Yeah. But also, you know what bothered me? I think this might just be me personally.
Okay.
Paneled fridge.
You don't like it?
What's a paneled fridge?
To match your cabinets.
It was like wood,
cabinets?
Like their cabinets.
Oh.
To match your cabinets? I hate it.
I'm indifferent.
Oh my God,
it's very 2007.
It. It's like
2000
bougie,
and late.
But like, it's fake bougie. Fair.
Smash cut to incest twins in a pink Mustang.
Barbie car.
License plate fabulous.
Fabulous.
F-A-B-U-L-U-S.
If they should have just got Fabulous the rapper to be in this movie,
should've.
And then it would have been F-A-B-O-L-O-U-S.
Yes.
That's
what
I have notes
been.
For this song.
We find out that they're planning a talent show, I think,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's at the...
They win the talent show every year.
Because her dad...
It's her dad's fucking country club.
Apparently her parents own...
The country club. But we don't know that yet.
But they win the talent show every year.
Yeah, because it's fixed. It's rigged. Plus, they're also great.
Obviously.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're
like,
all legitimately great.
They're fine.
But they go there, and we find out that the talent show theme is redemption. We're up to hat number 3 at this
point.
I'm
pretty sure she
Third
just
hat.
Makes that up. But
probably.
Yeah,
and
does.
Then we just burst into a song, and there's a pool piano. There's
pool
a piano.
Pool piano was the best part.
The pool piano was the best part.
I don't know why there's a pool. Because, okay, so this is how my brain worked. That we see a piano in the pool, and I don't even recognize that. I just see a guy in a tux with tails, and the tails are in the water.
But it's
and
Ryan.
I was like, is that
yeah,
is Ryan?
Ryan
yeah.
I was like, oh, his clothes are wet. Oh, there's a piano in the pool.
Who put this damn piano in this pool? So then she sings about the famous Maine turkey.
This is the worst song ever, so why do I like it? Tiffany hairband. Hmm. Like, who? I need my Tiffany hairband.
Yeah, she does like a lot of designer name dropping.
Who has a Tiffany hairband? That's what
Sharpay does.
Sharpay does.
But like, that's
your dad just didn't buy you one.
It made me a little bit angry.
So we find out in the scene that she had pulled the strings, whatever strings need, like
yes.
the easiest of strings to pull to get Zeph a job there.
Do
but
anything
she said anything it takes.
Yeah, anything it takes.
And what it took was you need to hire everybody from the first movie has to work here for the summer too. Like,
but
not
also,
only.
Also, don't tell me because I wasn't okay with that.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, like, Vanessa Hudgens is the new. We thought. Joe thought that the. Zeph was going to be the lifeguard.
Yes.
Sort of like a pre to
it
Baywatch.
Wasn't. And I promise that I will not call her Vagina Hudgens this whole
Good.
Episode.
She's more of a woman now.
She's not just a girl.
Not yet a girl.
Woman.
Not yet a woman.
Woman. Yeah. But on that note, though, and in my notes. I'm wondering where the Ashley Tisdale nudes are. Honestly, like, we got the V. Hudgens ones.
They might
have been in the Fappening.
They might have
Did
been.
Did I miss Ashley Tisdale's? I'll have to check later.
We can look later.
Okay.
They might be in it. I'm sorry.
Cool.
I don't know. I wasn't positive.
Fair.
But
we then get to a yoga scene where Sharpay gives the angriest namaste I've ever heard to her mother, who's wearing pearls
while
doing yoga.
Yeah, the pearls are a nice touch.
But the thing is, all the people that say namaste now don't mean it like namaste. They're
right.
Like, namaste! Like how she said it.
Okay, so
like that's essentially.
So this was 2007.
That's like
so she
kind
was ahead of the
she was ahead of the curve.
She was in the future.
She was way ahead of the curve.
That's very interesting.
This is like 2017 namaste.
Yeah,
10 years Fair. Early. We also get two new Zeph jobs here. We get waiter Zeph and we get caddy Zeph.
Oh, I forgot to. Yeah, we do get two new Zeph jobs. Yeah,
which is very very exciting. Okay, so this is what's interesting. We have the song called Let's Work It, which is like their dance number about their new jobs, right?
Yeah, when everybody's pissed at Zeph because the jobs suck, they know that, but they want to, like, he's trying
to
make it the
best.
Yeah.
Work it out. That's when I said, Zeph can dance Jesus.
Is the okay?
That's,
oh, yeah. Okay. Never mind.
I was like, I was not impressed by this
dance. I was not impressed by this dance.
My eyebrows are like, what?
I know you are baffled. I thought it was a different song. He said the most difficult song for him to do the dance for was "What Time Is It." I thought it was this song.
Oh, interesting.
But the first song he
was having the seal slide. He had to improvise that himself. Yeah. So that's what it was. It was so difficult. He had to come up with a move at the end.
But he plays some frying pan drums.
That was the frying pan drum shot was amazing. Breakdown of every instrument that you can make out of a cooking implement.
This is also not the only time drums are in multiple songs. Like at the end, they're drumming, they're doing air drums the entire song.
Told you, I want to see the Blue Man Group Globetrotters.
It's great. It'd be great doing this movie.
I want to see the Blue Man Group
as the Harlem Globetrotters doing High School Musical too.
I want to see the Harlem Globetrotters painted in blue doing High School Musical. Yep. That's what I want. Yeah.
I want to see Zeph painted in blue doing High School Musical.
That's a fetish I didn't know you
had. Oh, I would be so down. Are you kidding? Like, you're kicked out
you
of the house.
You blew yourself.
You are kicked out of the house.
You just totally blew yourself.
I just blew myself.
He's moving in.
The team that washes dishes together wins together. So he hires the entire basketball team to be, like, low rent, unpaid, I think, because the whole thing, when he gets the promotion later, the guy who's running the country club is like, you get money now, or you get a promotion, you get a raise.
He's on salary. They're clocking in and out. This isn't child labor. they're not making her Tiffany headband.
I guess. I was like, what does playing catch with food on the fairway mean? And then I was like, oh, right, they go on a picnic to the fairway.
Yeah, so then they go, Zeph, they're all in this together, pun intended. And they're committed to, like, the work thing. So, yep. Like, now Zeph and Vanessa Hudgens,
you're welcome,
actually go on a walking date on the fairway. Yes, so that's where we are.
And then they, like, weirdly polka God knows what reason.
You know what's interesting about this scene? The people not only voted on what shirts that guy wears, but they also voted on what sandwich. Chad's t-shirt slogans were chosen by Disney viewers, as well as the type of sandwiches Troy makes Gabriella for their picnic on the golf course, and the appearance at the very end of Miley Cyrus. So Disney Channel viewers voted on all these things. I don't know how or where.
I'm so mad that we can't go back in time and vote. Like, I want to give this to 4chan, and we could have had so much fun with this. We could have had, I don't think they would have ever cleared it, but we could have got somebody really fucked up to do a cameo at the end.
Okay, the thing is, I remember when this was happening, and it was a much simpler time. It was
way
more innocent. It was way more innocent. We don't need your creepy people.
Joe and I have been talking about 4chan a lot lately because he's remembering the glory days of 4chan.
And
I'm just condemning it as a cesspool of alt-right hate.
Yeah. Like, we're all set.
Now it's bad. Back then, they would have had some fun. Okay, cool. Whatever, 4chan. Long live 4chan.
Maybe my favorite line. There's so many great lines in this movie, but maybe my favorite line is the incest twins are watching them on a date from above, like on a rocky hill.
Yes,
and they're literally on a castle.
It's crazy.
They're on a castle parapet.
And they call that guy. What's the guy's name?
Fulton.
Which is also really confusing because it's Troy Bolton, and this guy's
name is
Fulton.
That's just lazy naming structure.
That could be me.
And they call Fulton. They're like, "Oh, the fairway is a little dry. Can you turn on the sprinklers?" And then they say, and I quote, "You are going to get so wet."
Yeah. Okay. So during this scene, she keeps saying about how she wants to remember the summer, and this was obviously code that she was trying to lose her virginity to Zeph this summer, right?
Oh,
I mean,
probably.
He didn't say it. She did.
So
she
the
said,
first, the first.
I
well,
want
hold.
To remember.
So
this
here's a question:
summer.
The first movie was the Winter Musical, right?
The Winter Musical.
The Musicals. I'm sorry. I'm
the
so sorry.
The Musical. Yeah, sorry. We totally
so they
forgot.
Met on New Year's Eve.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then she starts school on like January 2nd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's the Musicale like that month.
Yes.
So we're like 5 months later.
Yes.
So they've been dating
for
a while.
Like the Winter Musical.
This is like 6 years in like high school time. 5 months?
As a junior?
Yeah.
It's a long time.
That's a lifetime. Can't believe they weren't banging yet.
The important thing to note, though, is because this is for Disney, you were saying, I can't believe she's not wearing, like later, you said, I can't believe Sharpay is not wearing a sluttier golf outfit. And Rachel said, this is about as slutty as an outfit gets for golf. And I said this is about as slutty as Disney gets. And it's basically just like a mini skirt. Like, it's nothing.
Yeah, I was really confused. I thought that it has to be real. They had to try. I want to know who the costume guy was. Because you know how hard it must have been for them to, like, try to slut up Ashley Tisdale enough, but then get Disney to clear it? Like, to sexualize her? It had to be really hard.
Is who the director was.
Kenny Ortega?
Yeah. Do you know what else he directed?
High School Musical 1.
But what else?
We might have talked about this last episode. I don't remember.
Guess what? We'll talk about it in a little bit.
No, say it.
Who is it?
Just fucking say it.
What did you say? What else did you direct?
No, this is in my mail.
Oh, okay. Rachel sent mail. This could be real awkward to read the mail in this episode because Rachel's
not
on the episode.
It's not going to be good. Awkward. Okay. I sent the mail when I was like blackout drunk.
That's okay. Fine. Cool.
Recurring both of the mails.
Cool. We also got no other emails.
ZackAttackAtCageClub.me.
ZackAttackAtCageClub.me. Send all your dick pics to Joey, please.
Please don't.
And
send
me.
Zeph dick pics. Send Photoshop Zeph dick pics to Joey, please.
That's fine.
I'm not opposed
I'm
to that.
I'm down. Can I also see them?
Sure.
And so they're talking. So they wander off after this date and they find Kelsey.
After she's so wet.
And Kelsey says to them, I wrote you guys a song. And Zeph says, my singing and dancing career began and ended at the Winter Musicale, which is bullshit because he's been singing and dancing this entire movie.
He's been three songs in the past 5 minutes. Yeah, what the fuck is that?
What's even more amazing is they both know this song instantly by heart. That they're not only like know the pitch and the tone and everything, but they walk away
and
it's just
harmony.
Full blown. Yeah.
Yeah, they leave the lyrics written on the piano.
On the piano.
Yep.
And they just like,
they're
peace
like,
out.
Oh, this is it. Okay, now we're good.
And then all like, their friends come in, and they all harmonize immediately, too.
Yeah.
So it's not just the two of them. It's everybody just knows the song.
Also, they have like a lot of... So during this number, I was wondering, like, did they ever have a shitty, what now would be H&M collection of, like, the High School Musical clothes? Because these are all, like, you know, like, Target, basic teen clothes. And they had, if they didn't make a line of fashion for them,
okay.
They should have.
Probably.
They might have, but I missed it, like I said.
You found out there was a Nintendo DS game.
Yeah, there was. A High School Musical 2 specific Nintendo DS game, we found out, yeah.
Which is amazing.
That's great.
What do you do? Like,
that's what we were wondering.
Play as Troy?
It was called Work It Out or something? Was it Work It Out?
Do you have to decide between Troy and... between Gabriella and Sharpay.
Oh.
Because that would be amazing.
You have to sing music that you don't know the words to by heart, is what the game is.
It doesn't give you the lyrics.
It doesn't give you
the
lyrics.
You get to
look at the lyrics for 3 seconds and
I
you have
to
sing
this.
The song. Well, we could get it.
We get some great memes, Golden Throat and Jazz Hands.
Golden Throat. See, there was so much, like, they let somebody like me in the writing team to just like throw in little nuggets of awesomeness. Like, you're so wet, Golden Throat. Like, this is stuff that I would have added to this movie to make it better.
And that's all things related to Ashley Tisdale, which is, whoo.
Yeah. Where's those Ashley Tisdale nudes?
Did either of you notice how much the logo for the resort looked like the Microsoft logo?
Yes.
I didn't. Nope, totally missed it.
So, like, Microsoft's always had like the four color whatever, like, even before this.
Windows.
But since then, Microsoft as a store has taken like a really square boxy, like four colors with white dividers. And
yes.
This is that, but like orange and green. It's like, it's, if you're colorblind, like it might look identical. It's weird.
Oh, no, I didn't know.
So Microsoft obviously ripped off.
Microsoft stole this from the High School Musical.
High School Musical.
Yep. So then we get a really important outtake that they included in the movie. You want to tell us about that, Rachel?
Oh, yes, I do, because it's my favorite.
It's the weirdest. It might be the weirdest part of the movie.
You loved it.
No, weird in a good way. I'm not saying weird in a bad way.
They're walking through the kitchen. It's Zach and Corbin Blue, and they are just like casual singing, and then they decide to just like do this weird dance together. And
is his actual name Corbin Blue?
Yes.
Yeah, it's Zac Efron and like curly hair guys. Joey and I laughed at this part.
Yep.
They are walking through the kitchen and they suddenly look at each other and like, oh, like, and they're like, and they go like,
it's sort of goose step.
It was great. But it wasn't. But it wasn't Nazi.
If the Nazis were joyful,
don't
it would be this.
No, that's not fair.
Hitler
that's
in summer.
Not fair.
What was the,
don't make it
from
Nazis.
The producers.
Oh, Hitler in springtime.
Hitler in springtime.
Springtime for Hitler.
We then have Zeph as a caddy, and they're caddying for the entire Sharpay family.
Yes, Sharpay.
Their
family.
Last name is Sharpay now.
Yep.
Sharpay.
Sharpay's family.
Evans. Evans.
Corbin Blue says, for $40, I'd caddy for Godzilla, which doesn't make sense. And then they're like, close, very close.
Play golf.
Exactly. I don't know why that. But then the helicopter comes down. The dad we meet for the first time. The mom we meet for the first time. They're all there. Zeph is suddenly an expert caddy. He knows everything about golf. He's like, we're 190 yards from the pin. It's a full threat. Whatever. I suggest you use a 9-1. The guy's like, he's like, good to go. Let's go.
Yeah. And that was like, it was cool. I liked it. We got golf Zeph again because we had golf Zeph in Dirty Grandpa.
Yep.
So that was cool. A little like another Zeph athletic feat that he had. He's fucking done everything. Athletic. He's done every possible sport that you can play, so...
Did he... But he didn't play baseball in this. There's baseball in this that we're getting to.
Yeah, but he doesn't play. You're right.
He's done basketball. Has he done football?
No.
He's done a lot of sports, though.
No, I don't think football.
It's okay. We have time.
I'm okay with it.
It's in this point in my notes where I wrote down that everything Vanessa Hudgens says sounds like it's 80 yard.
Yeah.
Singing and dialogue and laughing and everything... There's nothing so sounds many. Like they actually recorded her live in person. Everything sounds like she was edited in after the fact, which is bananas.
Yeah, dude, like you said, there's so many of these fucking background laugh tracks that she's just cackling, like, really way too loud. The audio editing would not win an Oscar for this.
It was that weird...
The mixing and editing did really poorly.
It was that weird pool scene when she was like,
ha 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 ha
ha. Yeah.
And I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, am I watching... like a weird Asian dub or like what's happening here?
Yeah, a little nod.
But right before that right before that pool scene where we do get shirtless Zeph and they sort of swim around underwater like mermaids, we have the extended scene that was cut out of the movie.
Oh dear.
Oh,
which is basically Moana.
Oh dear.
It's a Hawaiian song.
The thing is that
it's basically Moana.
I knew that this was coming and I couldn't warn you about it because I knew
it's
that
fucking
you
terrible.
Wouldn't
I'm glad they cut that out. That guy got a good editor.
The song is called
Huma Huma Nuku Nuku Apua'a.
Yep. Do you know what that is?
It is the national fish of Hawaii.
State fish of Hawaii, yep.
Yes, I know that.
So did IMDb. You know your shit.
You think that I haven't seen this movie like 5,000 times?
But like, you haven't seen the movie. That's research you have to do beyond the movie.
Yeah, that's good.
I know that.
Your trivia game's on point.
Yeah, your knowledge goes deep.
Yes, I know it.
And that song is terrible.
Awful.
It's fucking terrible. The costumes are terrible. Ashley Tisdale looks beat.
No, she's good. She's good in that.
But Ryan kills me in that song.
I didn't think he was the funniest there. I liked him better later, but I don't.
Because this begins his disillusionment of his sister.
Yeah, he's like, what the fuck is she doing? He's like, I guess I'm dancing, but also like, what is she doing?
He's a pawn for her game to get Zeph. He realizes this at this point. He's just like, I'm done. Like, even though he doesn't like back out there, like that's when he's like the beginning of the end. Like, I'm done.
Definitely.
Then Zeph gets promoted. And this begins the divide of the haves versus the have-nots.
Yeah, and honestly, though, like, so none of these kids are ever working. They're just fucking singing and dancing in this kitchen.
Correct.
They all should have been fired. Like, if I was this dude, like, they're all, like, worried about Fulton being pissed off at them. But in reality, like, he has every right. They're dicking around all day.
They are.
He also had to hire 70 of them, so there's probably not enough work for them to do.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
The job that Zeph gets is a job that I would legitimately take right now in real life. He's getting $500 a week plus tips.
Same. Hey, and he gets can I do it?
And he gets club privileges. And basically his job is just to flirt with Ashley Tisdale for the entire movie.
Yeah.
I'm down. Like,
I'm
I have
really
job?
Down. I will pay for that job.
And even though we all want that job, he says, wait, you want me to teach golf? But sir, I don't think I'm qualified. And then he's like, here you go. Here's a golf cart. It's number 14, just like the number on your basketball jersey.
And all of us collectively went, ooh.
And so all of a sudden he's just teaching golf kids how to golf. And they're all terrible. And, like, the one instruction that he gets is make sure that they're holding the club the right way. And there's a girl holding the club the wrong way.
I want this scene to be reshot with Tyler, the Creator, and Earl Sweatshirt. And then it would be Golf Wang learning golf from Zeph.
I was like, where are you going with this?
I don't know what that means.
I don't even know how to describe. I was trying to describe Odd Future to someone. The modern day Wu-Tang.
It is the modern day Wu-Tang.
Tyler,
the
Creator, in his collective. It's a bunch of rappers, and they call themselves... there's Wolfgang, but it's Golf
Odd
Wang.
Future, it's Odd Future, Wolfgang, Kill Them All.
I know that
But
part.
So instead of Wolfgang, they call themselves Golf Wang.
Yeah, because they were Wolfgang, like, for short, and then they made it Golf Wang.
Golf Wang Golfing from Zeph is basically Raindrop Drop Top. Zac Efron with some cops and a crop top.
Yeah, that one.
But Golf Wing Golfing.
What?
Yeah. It's a whole Zac Attack thing.
It's a Zac Attack joke, sorry.
Alright. Well.
No, the fucking meme that we posted with there was raindrop drop top and then Zac Efron in a crop top with some cops, or Zac Efron with some cops and a crop top. We'll find it, we'll show it to you.
But then while he's teaching his kids how to golf, Sharpay shows up with a bucket of pink balls, which of course she has pink balls.
Why didn't nobody have blue balls?
Oh, excuse me.
Wink.
I also have pink balls.
But that many?
I mean, maybe like half the amount, but I'm also not that rich, so.
It's true, but nobody's that rich.
Oh, and this part, I have a note that is a nod back to you that says, Sharpay is definitely trying to bone down here.
Yes.
Because I'm not letting bone down
bone
die.
Down's going to live on forever.
Oh, even I know about
bone down?
Bone down. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Even
it just
I
came
know
out.
About
yep.
Bone down. I'm yeah. down with the bone down.
And we were really disappointed that like he wasn't ghost golfing her, like, instead of pottery golf.
Yes.
But then like they cut away and they
did.
Cut back and he no, they cut away and they cut back and he does it. We're like, that's what we're looking for. Yeah.
I want hip on hip action.
But he's not a dick. You have to also think about the fact that he's not a dick.
He
still
seems...
has
no,
a girlfriend.
But he's transitioning
at this
into
point.
He's transitioning into dick
hey,
mode here.
But
though.
Hey, yeah. Hey, he still has a girlfriend at this point. He's not trying to fuck over a vagina Hudgens.
Thank you so much for that. I'm being good,
it.
But you. Thank
someone
you.
Had to do it.
But in this scene,
bone over
while she's also
Hudgens?
Learning golf, he leaves and she hits like she basically with an
just
iron
crushes
drives
him.
It like
she's
300
like,
yards.
And yeah. Now he's gone. Like,
but
whack!
In this scene, she's like, "I want you to sing with me at the talent show," and he says, "Singing really isn't my thing." And I wrote down, "You filthy goddamn liar." You've been singing this entire fucking movie.
Yeah.
Just wait.
He likes to pretend
he
like he
is a liar.
And even though he doesn't really agree, she takes it as an agreement and she like finds the tie and she holds it next to his face and she's like, "I knew it. Coral blue. It's perfect for your skin tone and mine. We are majorly skin tone compatible, Troy."
But before this though, we have fucking Little Miss Taylor coming up in Vanessa Hudgens' ear. Trying to ruin this relationship.
Yep.
Taylor
this
is
was,
a
Vanessa
troublemaker.
Hudgens was doing great without Taylor coming up, talking nonsense to her, like, "Oh, he's look at him. Look at what he's doing. Oh, your man's out there." And stuff like that. Yeah, fuck Taylor. She's the real problem in this movie.
Taylor's
the
problem.
Troublemaker.
And while she's doing that and sort of breaking them up, and he's kind of, you know, that's when he's like straddling ghost golfing her.
Yeah.
He then goes, because the U of A basketball team shows up, because there's a whole, like, conspiracy, which... Ultimately, like I know that we don't want to see Zef be a dick to his friends and like dick over Vanessa Hudgens, but at the same time, they genuinely do sort of seem to be like looking out for his best interest. Like, hey, this guy can sing and dance. He's good at basketball. Good at golf. Let's give him opportunities he wouldn't otherwise have, which in the end is really a good thing.
Yeah, like what the fuck are they trying to teach kids here? It's like, no, man. Like, we know you're poor and you're working so that you can save money for college and you could probably get a free scholarship. But like, you know what? Fuck that. Your friends are more important. Fuck my friends. How many high school kids do you guys talk to?
Today, none.
Yeah,
today,
exactly.
Like, no,
would you take their
really
friendship, their loyalty over a fucking scholarship?
No, I'm
fuck
all
no.
set. I'm all
yeah.
set. Like,
fuck
bye,
them.
College.
Yeah,
free.
That's what I would have done.
But what's not cool is when he's hanging out with his basketball friends, he gets a sandwich and he's like, "I ordered Swiss." I'm like, "Get out of here, Zef." Like, you, like
yeah.
he just, because his friend literally delivers him
Chad,
a sandwich.
Chad.
And he's just like, "Get out of here." Like, "I ordered the wrong cheese."
Yeah, he's being a fucktard right there. That was the climax of fucktardness.
That made me really sad.
And it's finally at this point where, like, there's been a couple times where he was running late to dates or whatever, and we're like, "Oh, Vanessa Hudgens is going to be pissed."
A couple.
And finally,
she wasn't, but Taylor finally got to her.
Taylor finally got to her, and she says, "It doesn't seem like new stuff. It seems like a new Troy." And it's like, oh, she's not okay with all these changes that have been going on.
I'm sorry, would you be?
No, but she's...
No, but she was very tolerant for, like, a long time.
She was way too tolerant for a while.
She was way tolerant than I would have been if your ass missed some dates.
Yeah.
Like, you fucking missed some dates, I would be like, move the fuck out. Like, goodbye. The cats are mine.
And at this time, as Zef is losing Vanessa Hudgens and all of his friends, Ryan and Sharpay have basically broken up from being brother and sister.
They're not incest twins anymore.
But now, here's a question. This is maybe a little bit too in-depth. It seems like, he's obviously pissed, but it also seems like she sent him on recon to infiltrate them, right? Because she mentions it later.
She said something about, like, she said make sure that they're not doing a number or something.
Yeah.
Something weird.
So it seems like she was going to go, and then, like, he was pissed at her and just, like, went anyway and sort of, like, became friends with them, sort of.
Yeah, because he meets Vanessa Hudgens, and she's like, we're going to go play baseball. Come join us. And he's like, I wasn't invited. And she's like, everyone's invited.
She thinks that, like, sending him to them is going to be, like, haha, like, on her terms, but it's not.
Yeah.
We get...
to my favorite scene.
The baseball scene, which is the best song in the movie. No, it's one of the best songs in the movie.
Hashtag sexual attention.
What's it called? It's called I Don't Dance. So, okay, so
again, Zev's friend fucking lying out of his ass.
Yeah.
This kid's been dancing for the best 35 minutes, and now he decides he doesn't dance.
It's the best song ever. I honestly forgot that it happened. But I'm so glad that I remember.
I've recently become obsessed with Letterboxd, and I was following a girl I don't know who rewatched this movie today, and her review was
ironically, like,
the
that
sexual tension in I Don't Dance.
Yep.
And I was like, okay, and we thought, I mentioned it before, and Joe and I both thought, we didn't really say it out loud, but we both thought it was going to be like
Vanessa
Hudgens, Zac Efron.
No, guess what? It's gay.
This is a very, very, like, for a musical, for a musical on a whole, aside from Ryan, this is not a very gay musical, but this is a very gay song.
This number is so gay, and it's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of sexual tension in this man-on-man duet.
It's amazing.
Going on.
And it ends with them. We'll talk about this. We'll talk about the song. We'll talk about everything. It ends with them switching clothes, like they had sex.
And nobody mentions this. Like they just like are still outside, still at the same place, and they're just in each other's clothes.
Because we were paying such attention to the hats that you were like, "Oh, they switched hats. Look at that!" And I was like, "They switched entire outfits."
I wasn't really paying attention. I was like, hats! The hats are on the wrong heads!
Yep.
And you're like, there's clothes too.
But
you're right.
In I Don't Dance, there's a lyric, baseball, dancing, same game. Like, yeah, they're the same thing.
It's a very loose definition of baseball and dancing, but...
There's baseball choreography here that's kind of amazing. And it's a good thing the baseball choreography is good because every other detail about what's going on baseball-wise is... like close but 100% every little detail is just like they know about baseball but they don't know baseball enough to like
who is their baseball expert.
Pause. The choreography
in
this number is incredible.
It is.
Yeah, it was great.
Incredible.
It was great. I liked it.
And guess what? We're gonna touch on the choreography of the whole movie later.
I bet in an email.
Yes, we will. Hopefully. Why? Yes, we will.
There are, in this song, people are, like, rounding the bases and, like, doing somersault flips to touch home plate. Like, it's just crazy. There's all unnecessary...
Because baseball and dancing are the same thing, dude. I don't know what the fuck kind of baseball you haven't been watching, but they're the same thing.
Obviously. Baseball, dancing, same game. There's, like, a bases-loaded sacrifice bunt, which is a stupid. The pick off the guy's, like, standing in foul territory, which is weird. Also, what's weird is they're keeping score. This seems like a practice, but no, it's an actual game, and they're keeping score, and the visitors win. But, like, you don't know who's on whose team.
That's applicable to the whole movie.
We don't know who's on whose team. Yeah, maybe that's a little good one.
Hashtag bunt.
And in the middle of this song, or, like, sort of, like, we're in the middle of the baseball scene anyway, we cut to the basketball gym at the U of A. University of Albuquerque.
Yeah, which is massive. Only Zeph.
The court has the biggest center graphic. I don't know if you noticed, but like the U of A was the entire court.
Yeah, it takes up the whole thing.
And Zeph, who's a junior in high school, is schooling college basketball players. And his dad says, Troy gives 110%. Troy gives 110 24/7. That you can count on.
Yeah, dude. His dad's trying to sell him, man. I wanted the scholarship, too. I would be like, you should bang fucking Sharpie and get this over with. Let's seal the deal here.
You're trying to pimp your son out for, like...
Fuck yeah, for college! You know how fucking expensive college is? That's a $100,000 pimp out.
Remind me to never have a kid with you. Like, I'm all set here.
This next scene we get really important in terms of perviness, I guess. The entire movie... Vanessa Hudgens is in a bathing suit, but she's got these little, like, Hawaiian shorts on.
Yeah,
and
she always
here,
has, like, lifeguard
she finally
shorts.
Is in, like, bikini. Like, it's a one-piece, but she's finally, like, in bikini bottoms.
Yeah.
Which, like, I know they're not trying to, like, sexualize her, but, like, you gotta give boys... Like, there's high school boys watching this. You gotta give them something to look for.
Yeah, they're getting punished
At
by their high
point,
school girlfriend.
Ashley Tisdale wears... She wears a couple bathing suits.
Yeah.
But, like, Vanessa Hudgens is, it's very, she's very sheltered.
Wait, do we just know the timeline of the nudes? Have they come out already in between these? Or
when were
they
dating? Did they start dating after the first movie?
I think, like, right after the first.
So I think the nudes might have come out in between. Maybe they're trying to, like, dress her down on purpose.
How about you not be a creep and we just learn about the movie?
They were influential to a lot of boys' lives.
This is, yeah.
Oh my god, I hate both of you.
No, I want to know the timing placement, because I was thinking maybe that was an explanation of them keeping her more covered, because they were trying to come back from the news.
How about we go back to
Zeph being jealous of flamboyantly gay Ryan?
Yeah, that
with his girlfriend.
That.
Yes.
Which it seems like that's not your battle to fight, dude. Like, that's, don't worry about that.
Yeah, I think we're good here.
But he's devastated that, like, the same thing he was doing with Sharpay, he's now getting the tables turned on him.
Yeah.
And even though he's very clearly gay.
Yeah, and he's still being a dick about it, too.
But hey, listen, he was being a dick to her, so, like, he kind of deserved
it. Oh, for sure, man, I'm right with you. Yeah, he does.
And he's so close to crying here, but he doesn't cry.
Oh, I know, I have a nice stiff cry face. And I wrote down that
we were robbed. Oh my god, wait, how close are we? Are we close?
No, we have to do the breakup duet first. We're getting Yeah, we're getting right there.
We're getting close, but we're
not there yet.
I took a lot of notes. We're going through all the notes.
Yeah, we're going through this.
I don't remember exactly what happens here. Oh, right. So this is the warm-up. This is the tech rehearsal for the talent show.
Song, yes.
And I wrote down that Sharpay is being as sexual as she possibly can be on Disney.
And she stole the song. We miss saying that she stole the song.
Is this
Sharpay's?
No. This is the song that Troy and Gabriella's song.
Is her, like,
but, like, shifted for her key and sped
okay,
up.
Okay.
The one that Elsie wrote.
Transposed.
Yes.
Kelsey wrote.
It's called, Kelsey.
It's called Transposed?
Yeah, that's what
because
she
on
no,
on
when you shift.
Oh, I thought you said
shift
the
keys.
Okay, because that's also a good name for a song.
Transposing it for someone else's key.
So they transpose it. They also speed it up to make it more exciting.
Yeah.
And she's like,
fireworks.
She's basically being sort of like a pop diva and, like, sort of, you know, like rock poses and, like, sort of like spread legs a little bit and, like,
really bad,
really, like, aggressive microphone things. And Zephyr, interestingly, is, like, going back and forth between, like, super into it and, like, I can't wait to get off the stage.
Yeah, he's kind of in between here.
But he's also terrified of fireworks.
Yeah, I like that he's scared of everything in this scene. Well, I mean, he definitely doesn't sing and dance before. Singing is her thing. He's not a performer. We know that. He's told us 15 times so far. So
they're dancing in front of very phallic structures, which I pointed out, but even if you guys...
How did you just brush over the phallic structures node right there? What were the dick things that were...
They're like these purple cylinders in the background.
Oh, they're just giant purple dildos in the background? Okay.
I didn't see them.
I didn't see them either.
In any
know
of my 7 or 8 years of watching this movie...
Yeah.
But fair. You know what? They were there.
They were there. And the scene caps off with Sharpay saying to Zeph, like, I can't wait to do this. And he, like, looks over, and she's in a wedding dress. And, like, here comes the bride playing a few notes.
Yeah, he has this, like, weird flashback kind of thing.
I'm flashback in the fucking thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's like, I need to think. And so where's he going to think but the basketball court? And he's in khaki slacks and dress shoes and
no shirt
playing basketball.
It was awesome. We got a second shirtless Zeph because we got the pool one in this one. So 2 times shirtless.
This is when... So everything is going well, as far as she's concerned, for Sharpay. She's like, Sharpay is like, you know, Zeph is with me.
In her delusional world, yeah.
Zeph's with me, you know, all is good. We're going to start dating, we're going to sing a song, whatever. And then she goes to Ryan, and she finds that Ryan has been training the crew, like the cafeteria crew, to sing. And she says, I said keep an eye on them, not turn them into the cast of Grease. Which is important because, remember, from the first movie, this was supposed to be Grease 3, starring, like, Britney Spears and...
Wait, what?
Do you remember the trivia from the first movie about how, like, the original script was based on the script for Grease 3 that was supposed to star Britney Spears and, like, Justin Timberlake
this.
Or something? It was something, like, a crazy movie that I really wanted to see.
Yeah, I do remember this
And so
now.
She's referencing Grease, which is basically what the first one was supposed to be.
Oh, cool. Yeah, yeah. Good fact. That's
and
nice
so
one.
She's pissy... And there's, like, a drum there. They're all, like, practicing. And she says, give me a beat. And the drummer lays down, like, a really, like, basic 4-4 time.
Was that you? Or, like, did she just request a beat to exit?
I said that, and that's exactly what happened.
That's exactly what
happened. Yeah, I was wondering where she was going with the beat. And
I thought she was
going to
perform, but
she
just walked out.
No number. She just wanted
to a beat. Like, she wants to,
I want to be able to have that power in real life.
Swing her hips and exit.
Yeah, I want that power in real life. I want to just be able to, like, have
a
beat. I want to play people off. like, you know what I mean? Like at meetings and shit.
I can't falter for that.
And it just like speed up
the academy.
Yeah, like the academy. That's what I want to be able to.
I can't falter for that. Like half the time when I want to leave a room, I would also like.
Yeah,
Sharpay, even though she's kind of a bitch, she's like she's got everything under control. Like she is able to command people at her will.
Yeah,
and she goes from there to the Fulton's office and says, you need to get these other guys out of here. So she mandates him to make all the workers work the night of the talent show.
Yes.
So they can't sing.
Yeah.
So she's mean and she's controlling and she's vindictive and whatever, but
she does
she
run
gets
shit.
The job done.
Yeah, she runs shit for sure.
This is when Gabrielle and Sharpay have a fight.
Yes.
And Zeph is looking on and Vanessa Hudgens wins this fight.
She does. She lays down the law.
Yeah.
She was like sick of her shit, sick of her being involved
and
in
this
shit.
Is when Vanessa Hudgens decides, enough is enough, I'm going home, and she breaks up with Troy. This is a break. They break up, right?
Yeah, because she takes off. Dude, the necklace, the significance of the necklace is very serious here.
It's not to go understated.
No, so no, she goes, she comes from outside serious. To the locker room, and the necklace is off. And once I saw that, I knew that this
you,
was
you
over.
Yelled it out every time, necklace off, and then you're like, necklace back on.
Yeah, yeah, dude, you gotta keep track of the
because
necklace.
Spoiler
man.
Alert, they get back together.
Yeah.
She's crying, he's not for a while. As she leaves and she says, I've got to move on and be who I am, then they're both crying.
Yeah. So we got like...
It's not like full-on tears, but tears are welling up in his eyes.
Yeah, yeah. I count this as a crying Zeph. This is what I was waiting for. We saw a lot of Zeph cry faces.
Yep, yep.
Now we actually got a crying Zeph.
And then he goes home to think, and he's playing with a plush basketball in his bed. But when he throws it and he catches it, it sounds like it's a plastic basketball. But you can see that it's like felt and squishy. But, like, it sounds, it's the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
So, Zeph is pouting in his room.
Yeah.
His dad is in there, and he says, maybe my friends are right. Maybe I'm turning into a jerk with new shoes. Because his Italian shoes are, like, a big point in this movie.
With the golf thing, yeah.
But, Rachel, you had problems with his bedroom.
No one has a bedroom like that.
He has, if feels like
okay,
a frat house.
Listen.
It's like an IKEA
at
bedroom.
At this point, he's like maybe 17.
Yeah. Is that for like, again?
Barf. He's like maybe 17. No one has a bedroom that looks like that.
It
like,
looks like
no
what
one. Sense? And what
it looks like an old man
it
who like smokes
amazing.
Cigars.
No, it was amazing. He has wood paneling and like
he's got
this,
his jersey
like,
framed on the wall.
The
his
jersey,
own jersey
framed on the wall is what I noticed was weird.
Who has their own jersey framed on the wall? Like don't act like you don't think this room is excessive. Like
no,
this,
that's,
this
that was the
whole
point
whole
of my
room.
Comment.
Yeah,
yeah.
This whole room is excessive.
That's
for sure.
But that's the most excessive
like,
thing.
I yeah,
it's
I think
weird.
That's like a
weird.
Really dickhead
hey,
thing to do. Is like
call,
hang if you're not Michael Jordan, like, don't hang your own jersey in the fucking house.
Let's fucking call Flipper Flop and get them to do this room. Like no,
you had a lot of problems with this house, didn't you? With the fucking fridge,
no,
with the
just,
room.
Okay, I hate paneled fridges.
You've been watching
I
way
hate
too much
them.
HGTV.
Sue Park and Christina. Okay.
I will.
It's just weird. It's weird.
But we
it's
go
weird.
From moody emo Zeph in the bedroom to moody emo Zeph singing a song on the golf course, which is the
I
best. This is the best
song.
This
is the best song. It's not my favorite scene. I like the baseball one as a scene. This is the best song.
So what's this song called?
Bet on it.
Bet on it.
Did I not tell you that this movie was amazing?
It's
and
really,
this was the
good.
Best song in the movie. Yeah.
We have a golf breakdown. We have a water reflection.
Yeah.
We've got
there's
the
like
CGI
splashing.
Water reflection shit is so insane.
The sand throwing
like
in
sync Backstreet Boys like music video.
Sand throwing is great.
The
sand throwing picture
is probably
my favorite Zeph picture we've ever taken.
And this song, it's this moment of reflection literally in the CGI reflection that he realizes I can't go on living like this. My friends are more important
than
and
my
he
scholarship.
Quits his new job. Which is, again, amazing.
Super cush.
And he goes back to the kitchen.
Back to the kitchen. Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting is that he doesn't run this by his friends before he does it. Like, he's not like, hey, guys, I'm going to come back. They're like, yeah, we'll welcome you back. He could go back and be like, fuck you. Like, you dick dot. Like,
yeah.
You bailed on us.
But he's the captain, dude. They were going to take him back.
What's that quote?
They didn't make him the captain.
We didn't make you the captain because of your
jump shot.
We did it because you usually know what's up.
Because you usually know what's up.
Dude.
If someone that I was putting a lot of trust in usually knew what's up, usually I'm good with you, but like half the time we're all set. Like,
right. Yeah.
Like half the time,
usually
like
you're okay.
Half the time, like I don't listen to you, but usually you're kind of okay.
Yeah.
But the other half, you know.
But two people who are normally okay with each other, but not at this point, Ryan and Sharpay get into a fight.
Yeah.
And Ryan beats Sharpay, and this is like her dark night of the soul. Like, she is. This is rock bottom for Sharpay.
Not even yet. No, I think she gets worse.
It's all together, though. This is the beginning of it. You know
what
I mean?
Okay. Yeah, this part then. Yeah, because she, like, what? She realized, like, Zeph's like, fuck you, not doing the song in, like, the next scene, right?
But Ryan thinks that Zeph should still sing with Sharpay.
Well, yeah, she's, like, she's crying. She tries to get Ryan to join the song again, but he's like, fuck you, I sold the costume. Yeah, it's, like, it's trickling down. Like, she's hitting rock bottom here.
And so she's crying, makeup running in her dressing room.
We had a lot of crying in this
movie. And we're looking at her in the reflection, and from behind her head, in the reflection, Zeph stands out. And he's like, I'm here to save the day.
Yeah.
I don't remember the context of this quote, but she says, I just sort of wish you were doing this for me. You're a good guy, Troy. I was like, all right.
And he's like, nah, you know, like, I'm not.
And she says, I think right now I like you better than I like myself. And she says, did I just say that? Like, yeah, you're growing, Sharpay. Like, you, I get the sense that, like, the way that this is trajecting, she's not going to be the villain in the third movie.
No. No, they're part of the team at the end.
This is, like, this is Fast Five. This is, like, we're family now.
We
this
are.
Is Fast Five.
Yeah. That's exactly what happened.
Was I awake during that one?
I don't think you've ever seen
it. It's Brazil. They're like, they steal a safe and they're dragging a safe through the streets. It's amazing.
That's a good one.
We then have the final dance number. Zeph is in a beautiful blue shirt, making his
eyes
pop.
Nice fan on his face. Hair, the Bieber hair
in front of a blue sky backdrop.
The fake blue clouds.
A really heartfelt duet.
And then all of his friends, after the heartfelt duet, all of his friends come on stage, and they all get in a circle, and they're dancing, but they're not dancing for the audience. They're dancing for each other, because they're in a circle, backs to the audience, and they're just like, we're all in this together, screw those guys.
I like that we keep referencing all the song titles.
And so this is like that, then the audience erupts into applause. This is the third and final event of the talent show.
Stage.
And Sharpie's like, because we think Sharpie...
She's wearing this amazing silver dress.
Yeah.
Yeah, she looks good.
Like, I remember watching this for the first time thinking, like, holy shit, that dress.
Yeah.
Fulton is like, you know, we have to give the award to, and she rips the microphone out like she's accepting the award, and she's like, my brother Ryan. It's like, Sharpay, you learned.
Also, how the fuck does she give it to Ryan and not Vanessa Hudgens? Like, she's been such a bitch to Vanessa Hudgens the whole time. Don't you think, like, the nicest possible thing she
could
have done
would
have been given it?
Her brother deserved it.
And she still,
she still gets
selfish.
Half of it. She gets half of it if he won. So,
I don't think so.
It stays in the family.
Yeah.
It stays in the clubhouse.
Lannisters always pay their debts.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then after this, they go outside. They finally, like an hour 45 into this movie, they finally kiss. There's literal fireworks in the backgrounds. Their sprinklers
go off.
They're
like making out. They make out for like a solid like 3 or 4
3
minutes.
3 kisses in a row.
3 kisses.
They're all wet. We're wet. It's all great.
Okay. Hello.
But then, like, it's a big closing number, but then, like, it goes to black, and then there's another closing number at the pool.
There's an encore.
Yeah,
they
okay.
have an encore.
I have things about the
go
pool
for
number.
It.
Okay, just to touch on it, Bet On It was my ringtone, just so everyone knows.
Well,
okay.
It's good. It should be.
Bet On It was my ringtone for, like, a solid amount of months.
Word.
Like, I was down,
like
and I
loved it. Like,
5 months,
like, their whole relationship's
yeah.
worth.
Yeah. Like, Bet On It was my ringtone, and, like, anytime anyone called me, I was like, Bet On It, Bet On It. Like, I was down.
Awesome.
I was so
okay.
down. I was clearly on my school's dance team, and...
Clearly.
I went to... No,
we can see from the podcast.
No, just because you guys both know this about me.
I know, I'm just teasing.
Just because you guys both know this about
Come
me.
On.
Anyway, so I went to UDA camp, which is like, you go to like this crazy weird dance camp.
Okay.
And so they would give you these assignments for
dance
routines.
Dance homework.
Yeah, for
okay.
routines.
Okay.
One of the hard ones was the High School
Rose
Musical.
With both hands
no.
at the same time?
No, that was Bet On It. I could do that dance by myself.
Okay, good.
One of them was the All For One encore. When they're
it's complicated. Yeah. Like, that's a complicated dance.
And it was really hard.
That's where I was like, okay, Zeph's not
really, really hard. It was really fast and really hard. And I just remember being assigned to this.
Really fast and really hard. You were so wet. Come on.
I hate you.
Okay, go ahead.
I remember being assigned to this, and it was really fast and really hard.
And wet.
And we were all just like, oh my god, like, move your arms, and then, like, you have to kick, and, like, all these things, and it was just, like, really complicated.
It does seem complicated.
And we were like, what the fuck?
And they're, like, and, like, they're, like, the guys are bending over, and, like, the girls are, like, leaning on top of them, and they're all still dancing.
There was so many things that you had to do.
There's a lot of moving parts.
It's complex.
Stupid song.
And Miley Cyrus is there for 3 seconds.
Yeah, you had to get Miley Cyrus in there.
I had to point that out to Joe. Joe didn't know it.
I didn't see her.
Joe didn't know it.
Well, it's very quick. And also, Joe was on his phone the entire final dance number.
Yeah, I was, taking notes, and
you were on Facebook. I saw
and ignoring this bullshit ass dance number. I saw them in the pool. I was good with the encore. They should have ended the movie. That should have been cut out of the extended scene.
Okay, well, Bet on It was the best part of the whole movie.
It was.
We didn't disagree with you.
But then there's a blooper reel. Like, after this, like,
at least these were better than the fucking that awkward moment bloopers. Like, any bloopers, those are the bottom. Those are the bottom of the barrel bloopers. So, like, anything
those
that's even semblance
so
of
painful.
Them being friendly is okay. So we got the blooper reel.
That movie
we see
was
some,
bad.
We see some bloopers.
Shame on you, that awkward moment.
So I have some trivia. Before we get into the trivia, Rachel, do you have any more notes?
I don't think so.
Sure, do you have any more notes?
Hold on. No,
Let
I got
through
it.
Let me see if there's anything, like, funny that I missed. Cockblock Central.
Got that.
Close the Fridge.
Got that.
This is the worst song ever, so why do I like it?
The fish song?
I Want More. That one.
The Fabulous one.
Yeah, Fabulous.
Okay, okay.
This is the worst song ever, so why do I like it? Zeph Can Dance, Jesus.
Yep.
Sickeningly Cute.
What was Sickeningly Cute?
You Are the Music.
Okay. So, important to note for this movie is that Zac Efron dug all of his own singing, because he didn't really do any of the singing.
Because guess who did the other one? Drew Seeley.
Drew Seeley, yep.
I know
Drew Seeley. So I mentioned at the very beginning of the podcast that this was filmed at East High.
Yeah.
And that the students were still in class while this was being filmed. The sheets of paper thrown in the air during the, what time is it? Like, when the bell rings, they all throw the papers in the air? Those were all actual assignments. This is according to IMDb. Actual assignments of real students from East High, and the papers were all individually checked to make sure there were no embarrassing pieces of information on them. So someone was paid to, like, look through schoolwork and be like, oh, nope, nothing embarrassing here. We can throw in the air that nobody's going to see.
You know what? I scratched that. I don't want Zeph's caddy job. I just want to read schoolwork for throw in the air clearance. That's what I want my job to be.
Yeah, it's easy. Easy peasy.
That would be awesome.
Ashley Tisdale had a hard time during the golf scenes. Every time she swung a golf club, it kept slipping from her grasp, which happens in the movie, but, like, I guess it was happening in real life,
but
too.
But it happened for real.
Art imitates life.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, dear.
Here's a very good golf-related, this I'm going to read verbatim. Anytime an actor hit a golf ball towards a camera, they were actually hitting table tennis, in parentheses, ping pong balls. This is clearly evident during the Bet on It scene, as the ball Troy goes to hit on the tee has no grooves. In this shot, Zac Efron hits several balls, and all towards cameras manned by crew members and people around them. If real balls were used, could have not only hurt the crew, but also to not break the cameras.
Canadian geese, man.
Canadian geese, man.
It's Canada geese. God.
Real geese.
Real geese. Not fake geese.
Guess what? I listened to all of your podcasts.
Every song in this movie was rewritten at least 5 times.
I think that's true with, like, everything in life.
Mm.
Besides this podcast, refixed.
This is another really great bit of trivia. The Country Club pool was a favorite hangout place for the cast during filming. Okay.
Is that in the movie or in life?
What?
That sounds great.
That's not
I
even a trivia fact. I saw them hanging out at the pool on the movie.
No, but like in between shooting, they were all hanging out there too. They just never left that pool.
Okay. Great fact. Whoever wrote it, not you for reading it. But
this is the first Disney Channel original movie to be released on Blu-ray.
Oh, that's an interesting fact.
Rachel, did you know that there are pictures of Sharpay's and Ryan's Bop to the Top performance from the first movie in Miss Darbus's room and pinned to Sharpay's dressing room mirror?
I believe that.
I didn't
and see it. There's
but,
a Twinkle Town poster in Miss Darbus's room.
But did I do the dance? last podcast.
You did.
Oh, you did the whole dance and then
puked. Oh, I did. Great. Right. Good job, self. Good job, self. I was just curious.
Yeah, you did.
So here are the t-shirts that Chad, Corbin Blue, wore throughout the movie.
Okay.
I majored in vacation.
Yes, yeah, I remember that one.
Warning, do not read this shirt.
That's lame.
Okay. Viva La Basketball.
That one was one of my favorites. Viva La Basketball was great.
He did it.
He did it. I like that one, too.
And the last one is, I just look like him inside of a TV.
What?
That was in the encore. He's
Ooh,
wearing...
Corbin Blue.
No, there was one that said something about someone's mom, too, that they missed.
It's not here.
Yeah, he had a shirt that said something like, my mom something, and yeah. He definitely had one. I remember it.
I believe you. I didn't see that one. I don't remember it, but I believe
you.
It
was a quick scene.
Here is a... Okay, so the last three, they're all verbatim, because these are all gems.
Cool.
I'm kissing my fingers like I'm an Italian chef, like a... These are beautiful. The ring Troy wears in the song Every Day has a flashing light in it to make it look like it sparks in the light.
Sparks in the light.
Trivia.
Trivia.
When Chad is dancing with the cheerleaders, they are all shoeless, wearing only socks for easy sliding and spinning. Also, their socks are very dirty from the floors. This is why I didn't want you to read it ahead of time, because they're like, this is not trivia.
No, yeah, they're not trivia.
This is just nonsense.
Read it because you cheated last time.
The last one, and this is the best one. This is the one I was like, it's amazing.
Good.
Zac Efron, who played Troy Bolton in HSM1, soon after HSM1, dyed his hair and switched from a natural blonde to brunette, B-R-U-N-E-T, in HSM2 and HSM3, without anyone of the cast noticing it. The script offers no such explanation. Zac Efron is still a brunette in real life.
Like, wow.
What the
fuck? That's an issue.
That was a good, yeah, that was a good fact. I'm glad that we learned that. I didn't notice that he was a blonde and then a brunette, but was a brunette. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Emails.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
We've got two from some woman named Rachel.
Oh, she seems crazy.
This one was sent at 5:31 p.m., so I hope you weren't blackout drunk during this.
Oh,
one.
No, we were pretty drunk at 5:30, yeah.
We were.
The email subject line
is... You have to read the subject
line. I will hurt you, Joey.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I will.
And this says, if you don't fucking say GIF correctly...
You didn't.
Choosing moms choose GIF. Choosy moms choose GIF.
Oh, yeah.
Then she links to a CNN article that says, how to pronounce GIF. Read it and weep, even though they seem bitter about their defeat as well. Every time you say GIF, I die a little inside. Here's to hoping that I actually make it to this podcast and I'm not upstairs puking my brains out.
Yeah, there. I did it.
Cool, bye. Cool. Also, I hope I did the bet on it sand throwing dance move, because that's the best part. All right, bye for real.
Oh, wow, you did call the sand throwing dance move. That is a great part. Yeah,
I did. I knew that it was coming. That was
and then
my
did you put an emoji in there or no?
I might.
There's
have.
Like a little icon that I can't figure out what that is.
It looks like I did, it but looks my like phone did. Is nowhere near me.
Reminder,
so
ZachAttack@CageClub.me. Send dick pics to Joey, please.
And then, this past Wednesday, Rachel emails again.
I also sent another one.
And says, surprise is the subject line.
Joe, you were asleep for this one, so I don't know if you know
this. This is at 12:48 a.m.
Damn.
I don't know if you know this.
Just in case Joe forgets to mention it, the same guy who directed his favorite movie musical ever, Newsies, also directed the High School Musical, you better pronounce that correctly, Trilogy.
I did!
AKA
I said it.
Kenny Ortega is a genius.
Oh, damn,
P.S.,
I didn't know.
He also did Hocus Pocus, which is also magical, no pun intended.
I did not know that it was Newsies. You could have read that as a fact. That was awesome, though.
Okay.
Yeah, see, I did a good job.
I love Newsies. I'm a
fan. Did a good job.
Yeah.
Google game.
Okay.
Okay.
Zac Efron High School keyboard. Musical 2.
Okay.
What are the autocompletes? These might all be new.
What?
It's great.
Really?
This might be the best version.
There's not
of
even
game.
A hair? There's not even a hair in this
There's
one?
There's no hair.
God damn.
This might be the best Google game we've ever had.
What?
What?
Zac Efron High School
eyes?
Musical
eyes?
2 sand.
Neither of those.
No Wait. Eyes, no
oh,
sand.
Oh, no, That's eyes is said. The bottom one.
Eyes, I knew it. Eyes was one,
but
not
it's
like, one.
It's Zac Efron Eyes, High School Musical 2. That's the bottom one of the list, but that's there.
Okay, I'm getting
sand
there.
Sand is not on the list,
but it's
stuff
also,
similar
but
to that
really
is.
It's really good. Zac Efron High School Musical
Shoes?
2.
No shoes.
Kiss.
No kiss.
What the fuck? Shirt?
No. What's the one that you've been
Dance.
Asking for every single time?
Age!
Age.
Finally.
The fourth one.
Fuck. Little girls are not, they do not, see, like, only men have to worry about statutory rape charges. Like, young, like.
My eyebrows just went like,
No, because I'm always like, as we get younger, like, I would think that girls would be Googling, like, how old was he in this? Because, like, I often Google how old some of the girls
are in
these
movies.
Just to
know if the thoughts you're having are pure or not.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Joe likes to Google.
Yeah,
about he does his Googles about when he cannot be considered a statutory rapist.
But I don't touch them.
The right answer,
just looking at the movie.
Yeah, but
the
I
right
mean, like,
answer to that question is if you're asking that question, you're still creepy.
Yeah, true, fair.
So what other ones? We have age is number 4, eyes is number 10.
Dance.
No, but there's a lot that are similar. Hair.
Sing, like, the song
singing.
Titles. Song titles.
Bet on it is 3.
Bet on it, yeah.
Bet on it, again,
fuck
something.
Yeah.
Maybe, well, something else. Bet on it is number 9. Some other complete. Singing is number 7. We have golf course scene is number 2.
Oh.
So people who don't know the name of the song, they're like, I need to see the golf course.
Yes,
bet on it. Age, gif, bet
I'm
on it.
I'm gonna hit you.
Then the next one,
so
the next
hard.
One is Vine, which I'm sure this is great. Like, if you want, with audio, a gif.
Oh my god, do you want me to slap you?
Then we have singing, and then we have Tumblr.
I'm gonna reach
yeah,
over
there's Tumblr.
And
I'm sure that there's a ton of Tumblrs of these.
That headset right off your head.
Choosing mom's choose gif.
Oh my god, are you trying to provoke me?
Alright, so we've got to do the trailer now.
Oh yeah, yeah, let's find
I'm going to continue this because I'm a nice person.
High School Musical 2 trailer. The one that we're gonna watch is High School Musical 2 first trailer HQ. High quality.
Ready when you are.
Alright, 3, 2, 1, play.
Start with the clock ticking away. What time is it?
Summertime.
Oh,
summer.
Man.
Summer.
Fucking Taylor.
I straight up saw
fucking
this
Taylor
live.
Ruining everything.
Like, do you guys understand that I saw this live?
You told us.
I don't think you get it.
It's an important movie for her. This is
the
not a trailer. This is just the first scene. This is time to sing.
Basketball.
Time to
a
dance.
Lot of basketballing, yeah.
Time to celebrate. Oh, I thought we were going to get the Zeph slide, but no.
This is a shitty trailer. Is this actually the trailer?
Yes.
This can't be the trailer.
This is the trailer.
Really?
It's literally... Oh, there's the
Troy.
Clock.
Troy's back.
Troy.
Gabriella.
Chad!
There's our boy Corbin Blue.
Sharpie.
Sharpie.
Ryan's gotta be next, right?
Oh,
yep.
Sexy hat. Actually, everyone in this movie wore tons of hats. Like, we didn't comment
the hat
on
budget
that. Like,
is ridiculous.
The hats. There was hats on
the
everyone.
The hat budget. Oh, dear. It's time for summer?
High School Musical 2. So,
oh,
that trailer is just
the
first trailer condensed into a minute and a half.
Yeah, coming August 2007.
On Disney Channel.
That was 2007.
Yeah.
I was about to be a sophomore in college. You would have been almost a senior.
So, I'm thinking that this was like a lame trailer just because I think that they probably released like song snippets. Because I just saw that there was like 5 or 6 of them. So there's probably like song snippets from like each song
that
to like lead up to the movie coming out.
Can you imagine how exciting it would be to watch Disney? Because this is like really before you're like constantly on the internet. Like to be watching Disney Channel and be like, wait. What is this commercial?
What time is it?
I'm frantically waving.
You are.
Because
I like your audio description for like our non-seeing viewers.
It's helpful.
I'm waving my arms like a fucking crazy person.
Why?
Yeah.
Because I remember watching this
for the first
live.
Time. Fly.
I watched
but
this,
but not the
live.
Movie, but like the commercial.
No,
yeah,
no,
yeah.
The movie. I watched this live.
Well, we know that, but I'm talking about the commercial.
Can we get a count of how many times Rachel told us that she watched this live? It has to be matching the hatch
why,
hat count
why
at this point.
Why are you being mean about it?
Neither of you
watched it live.
I did
so
it. I just
not,
watched it live
so
tonight.
You have someone that watched it live, so like,
I
why
know.
Are you being a dick about
but I'm,
it?
I'm, talking,
not,
about, I'm talking about people seeing the trailer for the first time.
Yeah,
I don't,
you're
like,
right. You wouldn't have notice about it beforehand.
Think about the fact that I saw the first one live. And then I got to watch the trailer for the second one live, too.
Yeah.
We're just saying, like, you wouldn't have, there's not, like, movie buzz on the internet at that point. I guess, well, maybe it was 2007. I guess I was using the internet.
But you weren't on the internet all the time. Like, we had high speed internet.
I was.
But, like, not like today.
Yeah, true. I guess it's not, like, on your phone all the time. Yeah, true. Yeah.
Because social, like, Twitter didn't exist.
Much like.
Or Twitter wasn't, like, at least widespread.
Much like how I remember the first episode of SpongeBob Live.
Do you really?
Yeah, I watched the first episode of SpongeBob Live.
Okay.
Cool.
I also watched High School Musical Live and 14. High School Musical 2 Live.
15.
Like, I know that you're laughing at me, but
it's a,
like,
big deal. Which makes it all the more surprising that you haven't seen the third one.
Yeah, I know.
I have never seen the third
weird.
One. I've never seen the third one.
Yeah.
And guess what? I'm going to be that much more excited to watch it with you.
Okay, so here's the last game that we have to play.
Go ahead.
For the third movie, how will he be shirtless and how will he cry? Why will he cry? So we've already said we all agree that Sharpay is no longer the enemy. She's going to be a friend.
I think that
Do we need, like, a backdrop
might...
for it? Can we get a backdrop for the,
it's,
for the
it's
third
called,
one?
The movie's called High School Musical 3, Senior Year.
It's Senior Year.
Senior Year.
I think that he might be, like... I don't know, like,
I'm going
basketball game.
Basketball shirtless?
Yeah, I think that it might be, like,
it's
his senior
obvious, yeah.
year basketball game, like, I'm gonna win it because I'm amazing and
cool.
I have great nipples and I'm shirtless.
See?
We were commenting in this movie how different his shirtless body looks now.
Compared to, like, the Baywatch trailers.
Baywatch, yeah.
Which
well,
is, like, way different.
Now
yeah.
I touched on it and... There you go.
There we go.
I'm going, let me think. I was going to go locker room shirtless. I'm thinking, oh, shirtless while he's trying on his prom suit.
Ooh.
He's okay. going to prom suit it.
What was the shirtless that I said that he was going to be trying on things? What movie
I forget.
Was it?
We have it somewhere.
It might have been Mike and Dave.
The important thing to remember with this episode that we're about to do next is it's chronologically the one right before 17 again.
So we
started this because it was time for High School Musical 3, so we went in order 1, 2, 3. So this is finally going to be like the one that we're like right before.
Yes.
So we're caught up
yes.
to that point.
Yes. Like going backwards in time, we're going to hit.
This is actually very exciting for me because I've never seen it.
Yeah.
I'm stoked.
You won't have been able to see it live.
Why will he cry in the third
this
movie?
This time.
Are they going to break up again, do you think?
Yeah, no, it's going to be no, it's going to be graduation
year.
Crying.
Happy crying.
It's yeah. going to be no, it's going to be graduation. They're going to be listening to Vitamin C. They're going to be and they're going to graduation cry.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh dear. As we go.
Yep. Exactly. If they don't have a as we go if they don't have a Vitamin C remix in this one, I'm going to be pissed.
They are too
But the thing is, there's no other all the music is original music.
Yeah, I know. I just want like a little nod to it.
By
I think
Kenny
like the...
Ortega.
Of Newsies.
Yep.
Yes, thank you.
Any last thoughts about High School Musical 2?
I loved it. This was actually a really good one. You could watch this
welcome.
One independently. I think that like, I mean,
no,
if I had to recommend one so far, I would say just skip the first one and watch this one. You kind of don't even need it.
Yeah.
This one, the music's better, the dancing's better.
If you're gonna watch any of them, you should watch this one.
Yeah.
Well, we don't know about the third one yet. I mean, the third one could be even better.
It could be, but I'm saying as of right now, this one was key.
This one was dope.
Yep.
This one was way better, and I told you that, so I win.
You do win.
I don't know what you were playing, but you won.
I won the game.
You won the game.
I won the game.
So for all things Zach Attack, you can go to cageclub.me or facebook.com/cageclub or at cageclubpod on Twitter and see all the episodes that we've done, see what's coming next, maybe if we have those in those places, see other fun things, listen to other shows, lots of things to do at cageclub.me, facebook.com/cageclub, and at cageclubpod on Twitter. I'm Joey Lewandowski.
I'm Joe too.
And that was Rachel, and we'll see you next time on Zach Attack.